Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this is Whirl with Merle. I'm your host, Merle Exit, and I'm here in New York City. By the way, people ask me if I'm from Queens, and I say, no, actually, my folks are straight. I have a pretty interesting show lined up, if no technical difficulties come across here. Let's see, my travel segment is about Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, not for the Amish. I took a trip out there last year. Doesn't that sound like a long time, huh? Anyway, in speaking with the tourism office, I was inquiring, jokingly actually at the time, if there were any gay-friendly places. Because I write for several publications, and some of them are GLBT, as they call them, publications. One is called Edge, Destinations for Men, Empty Closet, and Tampa Bay Gazette. Well, as it turns out, the entire county is considered to be gay-friendly. So we're going to be talking with Janet Wall from the Pennsylvania Dutch CVB in just a bit. What I just wanted to tell you, what's happening for some of the other segments, which is actually going to be all about chemicals, like what you use on your body, like what you use to clean with. I'm having two people. I have Pierre Pelletier, owner of Olivier Soaps, and Steve Hengsberger from Tersano to talk about the Lotus water treatment system. Now, I have a feeling that Janet is calling me. But not from here. She has to come on, and she's going to be leave soon because her daughter has ballet school. But let's see. Let me go to a. I have to go to a commercial here while I try to get her on the phone to see what's happening. Hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
This program is brought to you by M&S Italian Food Specialists. Official caterers for the crew of Lydia's Family Table, which can be seen on PBS. M&S is located at 34-23 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. There, you'll find over 100 different types of cheeses, store-made sausages, fresh meats, as well as great salads and sandwiches. Choose fully cooked items from the deli area, or just tell Joe what you're interested in preparing. M&S carries a full line of imported groceries for all your cooking needs. Call them at 718-353-8318. A family business for over 50 years.
Well, we're back here, and I couldn't get Janet. I don't know what's happening. I don't see. I'm sure she's calling. And can you hear me, Janet, by any chance? No, she can't hear me either. Well, or she can be hearing me, and she's going, "Yeah, I hear you, Merle, but I can't talk to you," you know. And I'm clicking on here, but so hopefully. At some point I can get her, that she'll hear me. I know sometimes this gets, delayed a bit. So, what this is all about actually, why I say it's gay friendly, because really, we wouldn't expect, or I wouldn't expect, where all the Amish are to be gay friendly. But as it turns out, my thought is that it's got to be a little too expensive in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and that's what happened. But that's actually in the area. I think because there's a lot of there's a lot of antiques. There's a lot of art, and there's theater, and I think that kind of lends itself to being gay friendly. I've stopped in a few places owned and operated by GLBT people. Again, I'm going to keep trying here and clicking on to this thing. I really hope that when the other two people call in, that I can get them. So if you're hearing me, Janet, at least if you're hearing me, hang, you know, sometimes this thing can kind of get delayed. And once you do hear me, just break in and whatever my conversation is. So let me begin here. Downtown, it really is a lot about downtown Lancaster. I've always gone to, like, you know, they have the Route 30 where the Amish, all the Amish things are, you know, and it's places that you buy things and you're seeing the buggies and, you know, all the places that you eat family style, you know, that type of thing. But what I've never gone to, I've never gone into downtown Lancaster, which is a college town. I'll tell you like what's there. What is it? It's what it's known for down in the downtown area is the Central Market on North Market Street, which is a few blocks from Prince Street, in case you want to figure out. And of course, the Central Market is one of those places where you have Farmer's Market Plus, you know. And there's also a lot of art galleries. And to name a few, see, there was the Pfenninger. I don't think it's Pfen. It's probably Pfenninger, but it's spelled P-F. Pfenninger Gallery, the Christian David Gallery, and the Red Raven Art Company. Now, you can also watch bronze sculptures being created from a place called it's at the ART Research Enterprises. It's located off of 30. And the molding, casting, fabricating, and enlarging are some of the services that this company offers to museums, artists, corporations. And you can tour the private sculpture gardens and check out their art store. And you may want to get some memorabilia bronze. Wonder if we can bronze one of the New York Sharks. Oh, I say New York Sharks. I wasn't supposed to say that yet. Not yet. But, you know, that's my obsession. One of the things they have there, which I didn't get to go to, they have something called First Fridays there. The first Friday of every month. And let's see. They have over 70 art galleries and shops that extend their hours and stay open from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. the first Friday of each month. And I think, let's see, is Janet there? Janet, are you there? I see her phone number. Janet?
Merle. Hi, Merle.
Oh, good. That took long enough.
I've been listening to you, and I thought, you know, I'm really not necessary. You're doing such a great job telling me about Lancaster without me. I was enjoying the show.
So, go ahead. Continue on. Tell us about.
Well, you know, a lot of people think about Lancaster, I think, as you had said, they think about Lancaster County as being Pennsylvania Dutch country, all about the Amish. But we're a whole lot more than that. The Amish are a huge draw in the cultural heritage of the area. But then we also have the city, which is a very different feel to it. You started to mention First Fridays. Those are a great event. Downtown Lancaster has really become recognized as an arts community. We have an incredible amount of arts for the size of the community. So it's great. You get this kind of small town feel, but thriving arts community that is just terrific.
That's that. Yeah, that was that. I thought was really great. I unfortunately didn't get to go there on a First Friday. That would have been really interesting to say. But go ahead, keep telling us.
and there's still time for you to get here for a First Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the streets just overflow with people. We have art galleries all around. You mentioned Central Market. That's one of my loves. Even when I lived in Harrisburg, which is only about an hour away, I used to go to come down to Lancaster all the time to go to Central Market. It's the oldest publicly owned and operated market in the country, Farmers Market. And it's a great neighborhood place. It's just got a great feel to it. It's in what we call the Central Market District, and it's just really cool shops and eateries. And it's just really a city on the verge of a renaissance, or maybe it's already there. We also have the Fulton Opera House, and actually it's called the Fulton Theater now, which I have a long history with. I used to usher girls in Girl Scouts when I was younger. So. I've stayed close. I'm back again. They can't get rid of me. But it's this wonderful, gorgeous theater that, you know, used to be an opera house, and they put on these wonderful productions. It's a National Historic Landmark, just fabulous. And there are, again, all sorts of little eateries. You know, if you want your fill of Pennsylvania Dutch food, we've got plenty of that, mostly out in the country. And then if you come downtown, we've got just a whole variety of foods. Some of it might have a little bit of a PA Dutch twist to it, and others are anything that you might find in any other city, but just a wonderfully eclectic collection of eateries. And
now,
then there are, as you said, the galleries.
Yeah. Now, what type of shows, like, do they have at the Opera House?
At the Fulton?
At Fulton, yeah.
Well, let me see. I just went to see, what did I see there? I'm taking my daughter, who's 10, so, you know, the range of the shows that I see here might be slightly different.
Oh, okay.
Of your audience. But we went to see Fiddler on the Roof, which was amazing. We saw West Side Story there, which was incredible.
Okay,
a lot of the actors are coming from New York. It's a regional theater.
Uh-huh.
And they just do a fabulous job. We've got a lot of other theaters in the area, too. None that are in the city aside from Fulton Opera House or the Fulton Theater.
Well,
what
are the other theaters that are around there in Lancaster County?
What other theaters?
What other theaters are in Lancaster County?
Okay. We have some dinner theaters, and we also have Rainbow Dinner Theater, for example. We also have Sight and Sound, which is probably our largest draw in terms of tourism. It's a Christian-based theater and draws, you know, enormous numbers of people, lots of groups, motor coaches coming in with different church groups and so on, widely popular. And then we have the American Music Theater, which is one of my favorites. They do 4 original productions each year, and then they also have a lot of guest performers come in at different times.
Yeah,
and
I'm hoping to see Anne Murray there.
Yeah, they just celebrated their 10th anniversary.
Oh, great.
And I wish I could remember how many people they seat, but it's nice. I mean, it's not huge, but it's a good size, and it's just a really appealing venue.
And so let's see. And where's the antiques? I understand there's antiques.
We have the it's called Antiques Capital USA. Now I do have to say that it's self-named, but I really do think it's the antiques capital of the U.S. It's enormous, thousands upon thousands of antique dealers in antique malls and individual shops and so on, predominantly through the area of Adamstown. Again, it's in Lancaster County. That's just a huge mecca for antiquers. And then we also have some nice antique shops in downtown Lancaster, more in Strasbourg, which is, you know, we tend to think of Strasbourg as all things trains because they have the Strasbourg Railroad, which is the oldest short line railroad, and it's kind of cute. It goes to Paradise and back, which is actually a town in Lancaster County.
Oh.
So it makes a little round trip to Paradise and back. So if you're ever feeling down, you can just go to Paradise.
Go to Paradise, right.
And it goes through a number of farm fields and such, and it's just a nice little jaunt. We have the Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania, which is just kind of awe-inspiring. Again, there are a lot of antique shops in Strasbourg as well. You'll have to excuse me a minute. I have I decided today, because we were doing this interview, that I would come down with my first, you know, full-blown cold of in the past 5 years. So if I break off and cough or something, excuse me.
No, that's okay. It's a bunch of family listening to it. We don't know who's listening. I don't really care. It doesn't matter.
so they can appreciate it. We actually have our first really nice snow. I don't know what it's doing up your way, but we have a really nice snow that's blanketing the area tonight. So it's beautiful out.
Wow. Yeah. I'm waiting for the blanket. I got this product that I'm waiting to try out, and I can't try it out because it requires that there's a lot of snow. I mean,
right.
I that's good. That's, you know, good and bad. You know, I mean, you know, for the company that wants me to try it out, it's bad. For me, it's good because, you know, I don't really want a whole bunch of snow. But anyway,
right.
to get back to Lancaster, because I know you're going to have to leave soon.
One of the things I actually wanted to make sure I mentioned, I mean,
yeah.
I'd love to talk more about some of our towns and villages.
Sure.
But we have something that I think is so untapped, and it's one of those hidden treasures of Lancaster County. And it makes me think of it because of the colder weather. We have what we call mud sales. And they're held each spring at the local fire companies, and they're auctions to benefit the local fire companies. And at first glance, that doesn't sound terribly exciting, until you realize that a lot of the volunteer firemen at these companies are Amish and Mennonite. And so it's really, you know, these are set way out in the country. And the largest of them, there are about 10 of them, I think. The largest of them is in Gordonville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one-day sale. It draws about 17,000 people. And it's predominantly Amish and Mennonite. So it's this fabulous experience. People want to know, well, how can I have a genuine experience or interaction with the Plain community, Plain being Amish and Mennonite? And this is just one of the best opportunities, because you go in and you mix and you mingle, and you can buy anything from, you know, some hot spice cider to family heirlooms to a horse and buggy if you want, and possibly the kitchen sink.
Yeah, I could just see getting a horse and buggy and, you know, going down my streets here in New York City. Yeah.
Well, perhaps not.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it's just an incredible experience. So those happen late February through the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone goes to our website, which is padutchcountry.com, they can just type in our search engine, mud sales, and they'll see a listing of this year's mud sales.
Now, are they doing, like, any specials out there to get people out there right now? Or?
Oh, we have some romantic getaways that we list on our site. You know, they change routinely.
Right.
So it's really good to take a look at the site and see what people are offering at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
But those would, you know, what we we have a campaign right now that we encourage people to wake up in Lancaster County, because, you know, as your listeners probably know, Lancaster County isn't exactly known for its nightlife, although in downtown Lancaster we've got more of that. So we decided if we can't own the nights, let's own the mornings. So we're encouraging people to wake up in Lancaster County, because there's so much to do here in the morning, and all day long, really.
Right.
And again, if you go to downtown Lancaster, there is this great evening arts scene, and as well as in some of the other towns and villages that we have.
Okay. And is there any other, like, area that you would, like, think of, like, other than downtown Lancaster itself?
Lititz is a great example. Lititz is a wonderful little community. It's founded by the Moravians, and it's just this really charming main street. Lots of B&Bs there. We actually have, in Lancaster County, the second largest bed and breakfast community in the East.
Oh,
we've got about 160, 170 B&Bs. And the nice thing is we've got a really diverse group of B&Bs, too, from, you know, the Victorian, more elegant, all the way to a working farm B&B where you can go out and collect eggs in the morning and have them for breakfast.
Right.
So
now, I have to ask you a question, because I remember when I had first gone out there, I was saying that, you know, when I was looking at the gay-friendly places, I understand they were actually putting out an email to businesses asking them if they wanted to be listed as being gay-friendly. Whatever happened with that?
I'm not sure who's doing that. We aren't. I'm not sure if some other group is or
not.
Actually, Kara,
when Kara was working there, that's what she, when I, that she was the person I was speaking with, and that she said that that's what was happening. So that's why I was
It may be. It's not through our organization, so I'm not familiar with it offhand. I'd have to look into it.
Oh, okay. Because I'm just curious about the feedback that that came from it.
I'd have to take a look into that. It's not something that our organization was initiating, I don't believe. I mean, we hope that we're known for being an incredibly hospitable community, whether it's in the country or the city, and I think anyone would find a very warm welcome here.
Oh, good. Yeah. I had a great time there.
But I know you mentioned the Lancaster Arts Hotel. Did you stop there?
Oh, that's where I stayed.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Oh, that place is wonderful. I would absolutely highly recommend that place to stay, but not because of just, I mean, first of all, brick walls, it's like heavy wooden beams, you know, and a comfortable
bed. It
really
is
bed,
an art hotel, yeah.
And the thing that that made it interesting about staying there is they also... beside having free indoor parking, if you don't want to take your car, they have a complimentary shuttle and it'll take you within like a 5-mile radius. And so there are a few places that'll do that.
There are a few places that have shuttle services, or there's another place called, it's not so much a shuttle service, but Amish View Inn and Suites comes to mind. They are located out in the country. So what's nice about Lancaster Arts is you're within walking distance of all these galleries and
right.
everything.
Yeah.
If you want to stay out in the country, truly amidst all of the fields and the Amish community, Amish View Inn and Suites comes to mind. Off of their property, it's a big property, and you have Amish View Inn and Suites, which is just gorgeous. You have buggy rides. You have plain and fancy restaurant, which is Pennsylvania Dutch. And they also offer a 3-hour tour of the countryside, which is great for somebody who says, you know, I really want to come down and experience, but I'm not sure I feel comfortable to take on those, you know, miles of back roads by myself without any guidance.
Right. Yeah. So
I started to mention Lititz. I just wanted to, I got off on a tangent because of the B&Bs, but Lititz is a wonderful community, has a lot of B&Bs too. Ephrata, and then we also have some river towns, Marietta and Columbia. And, you know, everything is pretty close at hand. So really you can stay in any of them. If you want to stay amidst the Amish, Intercourse and Burden Hand are fabulous places.
Right. That's great. So again, what was the website they can go to?
It's padutchcountry.com.
Okay. That's fabulous. And I think I better let you go so you can pick up your daughter.
Yeah, she'd probably like that.
Okay. Okay, Janet, thanks thanks for calling in. I'll continue talking about the area. And I hope your daughter will listen in at some time to hear you chat about this whole thing. What's her
name?
She'll
probably have some. Her name is Alima.
Okay, this way she can.
Yeah. I think she's pretty soon ready to do some of these interviews on her own, even at 10. She's heard me tout Lancaster County so often.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling in.
You bet. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye. So let me get back to some of the other things because I wanted to let Janet go. Okay, so we talked about First Fridays and stuff. All right, the dinner theaters. Okay, the American Musical Theater. That's where you get the celebrity concerts. They've had Michael Feinstein, Michael Bolton, ABBA, the musical, you know, things like that. Then Dutch Apple Dinner Theater is they're Broadway musicals. They'll have Broadway type musicals, while Rainbow Dinner Theater kind of focuses on just comedies, non musical comedies. And so let's see what else here. Then with Lititz. Okay, I know she didn't mention it, but I'm a chocoholic, and what's there is Wilbur Chocolate Factory. And Wilbur, for people who don't know, I mean, Wilbur is usually a supplier of chocolates and chocolate, those plastic things to put the chocolate in. Yeah, the shapes and stuff. And they know for something called Wilbur Buds. And so if you're going to a chocolate store, you know, a supply place, most of the time that they'll have Wilbur Buds. But if you go there, it's really, I mean, they're different, you know, different kinds of chocolates, different grades of chocolates. But I enjoy, of course, I enjoy their dark chocolates. I would definitely recommend them. Now, let me get to something else. Calling all cooks. Oh, yeah. You got you get baking utensils, but not food supplies, at a place called Good Food Outlet on Route 25. And you'll find molasses, syrups, cooking oils, brown sugar, choux-fleur pie mix, pancake and waffle mix, as well as something called turkey syrup. Yeah. Okay, and the places now, one of the nightlife places I went to is called, let's get this name, Belvedere Inn Restaurant and Bar. And it's a former historic inn, and it's now turned like dining, drinking, music, and schmoozing, located on North Queen Street, no pun intended. And on the first floor, they have romantic and atmosphere, Americana dining, and a large bar. And then upstairs, you'll find a small food area with more of an emphasis on the bar and what they call Crazy Shirley's Lounge, where the weekend evening lends itself to live jazz. And perhaps you'll even meet Crazy Shirley herself. And that's one of the places. I found a few excellent dining options here, and I'll get to that. Let's see if what's going on. I probably have people going, I hear you, Merle. I hear you, Merle. This seems, what I get is that sometimes there's a delay, but I see a phone number coming up. So I'll tell you what, maybe I'll continue later with some other stuff on Lancaster County. But in the meantime, Again, we're going to go to commercial, and let's see who is on, and so I know who to go to afterwards. Who's there?
It's me, Pierre.
Oh, Pierre. Okay. Hang on, Pierre. We're going to go to commercial, and then we're going to talk about Olivia Soaps.
I'll be here.
This program is brought to you by M&S Italian Food Specialists, the official caterers for the crew of Lydia's Family Table, which can be seen on PBS. M&S is located at 34-23 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. There, you'll find over 100 different types of cheeses, store-made sausages, fresh meats, as well as great salads and sandwiches. Choose fully cooked items from the deli area, or just tell Joe what you're interested in preparing. M&S carries a full line of imported groceries for all your cooking needs. Call them at 718-353-8318. A family business for over 50 years.
Okay. What you're all about, and the discussion that we want to go into is about the chemicals that you put on your body. In other words, basically the like beauty products, soaps and stuff, and what's good for you, what's not good for you, and the fact that, well, I never thought so, that it can actually get into your bloodstream. So tell us.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go into specifics, but I will talk in generally terms and make it very clear to your audience what I'm talking about. Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. So how are you? I'm on now.
Yeah. Oh, you're on.
My God, I'm on. Okay. How you doing, Merle? This is Pierre. I'm now very excited because I'm in Manhattan, and we're now entering this new market. It's amazing. And so we're trying to actually clean up as many people as possible in this great city.
Yeah. So tell us about this thing with the use of olive oil and why.
Well, olivier actually in French means olive tree, and olive oil, olives are fruit, and actually when you cold press it, instead of getting like freshly squeezed orange juice, you get oil, and actually all skincare products are actually 95 to 98% of all skincare products we're using, whether it be soaps, creams, lotions, gels. Everything we're using for skincare is all a fat base. It's all an oil base. And so where these derive from where they come from is what we are interested in. And we looked around the world and in every corner to find out what would be the best base of a skincare product line. And we found that actually vierge, so extra. And I am French, by the way, so sometime I will be looking or thinking on the left side of my brain to get to the other right side of the brain. I have some hesitation sometime, but extra vierge, so extra virgin olive oil is the best for a base. Then we have other oils or other base. We call them base because in chemistry it is our base to make our products. There are other things like shea butter and coconut oil and all the other great things, but they all complement or stimulate or moisturize. But as a base, olive oil was the best. So we choose olive oil. We use organic olive oil coming from different countries. Primarily at this point, the best is coming from Portugal presently. But the olives are coming from Tunisia, which is quite interesting. And so that's our base. And then from there, because it's a cold pressed, and we're trying to preserve all the incredible properties of olive oil, because as you know, olive oil is not only because it's an incredible fruit, the olives, and then having the oil, but it's also because it's full of antioxidants. It's amazing also for eating, for your digestive tract, for your digestive system, for reducing cholesterol. It's amazing for eating. And so we, looking at this way, we said, well, we're trying to actually do the transformation into skincare products, but all cold as well. So our process is all cold process, all made by hand, to preserve the properties, all the incredible things that everyone talks about of really good fresh olive oil, and try to preserve this in our transformation into skincare products. And so Olivier is part also of an international society called the Économusée, and this is in Europe as well as in Canada. Now also we're hopefully will be the first Économusée in America, in the United States. Part of that mandate is economics or the evolution, museology, so putting together all our evolution of our trades. Now, whether those trades be, glass making at the time we had for les verres vitrés, so vertified glass, or whether it be metal works, all these traditional trades that are now losing, and they actually, part of UNESCO, and we are a protected UNESCO site, by the way, in that sense, we had a conference this year, and it was estimated that we're losing approximately 2,000 traditional trades in the globe a year. And so what our mandate is, or what we have to do, not only by building a great company and how we're expanding, but it's also to preserve the savoir-faire, the actual art of crafting, making skincare products. And so putting those two together, and also then combining what I love is art. And we all have pieces of art in our walls, in our houses, but we also then reproduce it and have it in your packaging. So we actually have artists that we hire, that we buy the rights to their art, their certain style, and then we actually make our packaging, and we giving actually certain amount of redevance, a certain amount of money will return to actually the artists as well. So it's quite interesting what we have combined is we've combined the history or an evolution of certain trades and knowing what this is, looking at the best raw materials in the world and transforming them into incredible skincare products. The science also, my wife's a chemist, and also working with dermatologists, working with homeopath and also naturopath, working with all different types of every information we can. And it's all by trial and error, for sure, and we do testing. And then once our dermatologists approve our products, then we can actually start to actually introduce it into the market. And so that's what Olivier is all about. Olivier is this big ball or the big organic kind of company that's looking at trying to have fun and at the same time create incredible life and incredible products and incredible life for the people that are amongst us and with us and also our clients and trying to make them laugh and smile because, you know, skincare starts with an attitude. Being beautiful is it starts by when you wake up in the morning and you decide to be beautiful. You decide to take care of yourself. And then, yes, for sure, we have to have healthy habits. And so what we eat and what we also put on our skin. And so people don't realize this as well, is that our skin is an organ, and it absorbs. It absorbs all what we put in the air. And this is why, and everyone knows, that actually if you were to paint your body with paint, you would die because it needs to breathe. It needs to actually, and so we what we put on our skin, what we breathe, but also what we put on our skin, it goes into our bodies. And so there's something where we're starting to educate people on is when you say natural, we have to define what is natural because in the natural world, there is things that can be made with very, very poor, very not very good quality, made also with different chemicals to actually grow, for instance, canola oil, and you can have organic olive oil. And so the spectrum between what is, on a scale of 1 to 10, you can have anything from natural that's 1 up to 10, which is the highest grade, for instance, of an organic orange that you would eat versus one that would be full of actually full of pesticides and also full of steroids to actually increase its volume. It's actually also we know that has to be and this is what's quite surprising. I just came back from the Philippines because we are now working and we actually are a joint. We just became a partner in a company we're working with virgin coconut oil. And being surprised to see is that either will be coconuts, whether it be pineapple, usually these fruits, the best ones in the world, the most natural, that we would be in the back and we go pick the bananas off the tree in the back of our partner's home, and they're not very beautiful. Some of these fruits, usually naturally wise, they're not perfect, but when we go to the supermarket, we go to Shop and Save, or we go to ShopRite, and we go there, we see that everything there is actually immaculate. It's beautiful. And so we know why, and you know why, is because they're produced to actually have the impression that the more it looks beautiful outside, it is also the best inside. And this is not always the case. And so we're trying to educate people on this. So when you look at skincare, and when people say it is a natural skincare, they're not lying, but again, the scale of 1 to 10 and where that natural product or base comes from. If you go onto the internet and you start doing a bit of research, you could find very interesting information about some products. And I'm not going to name any names, but some products would be actually used from recycled oils from fast food or from Burger King, McDonald's, and other places, we could be using this fat because it is natural. It is used with canola oil. It is recycled, and you can consider this, and it's not, it is true, it is natural. But how much nutrients in the actual oil is used or the oil is left is completely natural. So that's what we're trying to actually end. We're trying to educate people saying, well, if there is also chemicals, and we have this in advertising, we see it all the time. It says, this skincare product will make you look and feel wonderful. Well, if you think about what they're saying, and it does, and I'd be the first to say that some of these shampoos that I've used, and we do testing, and I do all kinds, and I do this always once in a while, and I, especially when I'm on the road also, I'm in hotels, I will try the hotel shampoos, and I will try these just to see the difference, and they make you, it does make your hair look and feel wonderful. But is it good for you? Is it really nourishing your hair? And after 24 hours, then you start to see your hair is extremely dry, so then you need to buy conditioners. Or you need to buy different other products that will actually help to complement. So people, for instance, companies will then have a great soap. It makes you feel good when you're actually doing it for maybe an hour after. But after your skin starts to get a little dry, so then you have to use the cream that goes with it. And then you're going to have to use the moisturizer before going to bed. And so these are all things that are complement to buy more products. And so what we're trying to say is, and I can honestly tell you, Merle, if you were to try Olivier, you don't need anything else. Now, I have other creams and I have other lotions, but this is to get your skin velvet soft, you know, to go to the other extreme where people want to have super soft skin and super beautiful, radiant skin. That's fine. We have other things too. But for just normal skin care, you could use my soap and it, you would have no problem.
Well, tell us how the soap is made, by the way. How do you make soap?
Well, soap is based on three main ingredients. It's a fat base. It is what is called an alkali base, or it could be, it's an alkali base is used to transform the fat into soap. And in the chemically speaking, soap is actually a complex alcohol. It is like a salt base. What it actually does is it transforms junk, dirt in your skin pores, and transforms this fat base because it as it collects into the pores. And it changes, it transforms it into a salt. And as you actually rinse off, it clings to the fat, and then it transforms the fat into a salt, and then you rinse off, and that's how you clean your skin. And
wow.
So how it's transformed is the molecular structure is actually broken down. The fat base is broken down. They're connected by carbon connectors, and it's very, it's quite complex, but what it does is it actually breaks it, it actually separates the molecules and reattaches itself to become a complex alcohol. And that's what soap is. The three bases you need is actually a fat base, an alkali base, and water.
Now, what, for instance, like to give everybody an idea, you know, like you make more than just one kind of soap. Like tell us about, you know, all the soaps, the varieties that you have.
Well, we began for sure as experimenting and doing one soap. And when I say these three base ingredients, commercial products will use a multitude of different ingredients and chemicals to actually transform, because what I've just given you is our recipe or our base of what we do to keep it as simple as possible. But commercial products will use a fat base, which will come from a petroleum byproduct most of the time, or will it be natural, whether it be comes from other oils or come from animal fat. But from that base, and that base does transform, it does change, then we add on certain other fats that actually help to stabilize or help for what kind of product you want. So we add in here cocoa butter. And cocoa butter is actually it's a fat, very neutral fat, so very good for people who also have very problem skin. And we use that to solidify our soaps. So we'll add into that fat base. Sometimes we'll have beeswax even to make our soaps last longer, because our mandate and part of our mission and our raison d'etre of being and what we're all trying to do is also to create an extraordinary life for ourselves, but also to create products that are ecological. And so if you think of ecologically speaking, what my purpose is that, yes, and also economical. So what we're trying to do is make soaps that for sure costs more per gram or cost more per soap. You will pay between $7 and $10 for a bar of Olivier soaps. But I can guarantee you that if you keep it out of water when you're not using it, Olivier soaps will last you 3 to 4 times longer than any commercial soap anywhere. So how that actually transforms is that you're actually saving money. And it's also less packaging, so then we're helping the environment. And so these are things that we're looking at. Even our packaging also, we have some of our packaging that is made of recycled paper. With papier-mâché, we use not varnish finishes, we use wax finishes. Little things we're trying to continue. Also, our bottles that we have to start working on. But as you know, a small company, as you're growing, you have to work with certain, you have to balance. It's balance between you're growing your company and making sure everybody, and you're growing also your employees and the people that work with you and for you, and making sure their lifestyle is actually, they have everything they need. So it's a balance, and we're always always challenged with that, but we're growing. And so the variety then, from now afterwards, when we say, okay, we made our first soap called Olivier Nature, and Olivier Nature was our first soap we made. It is made of essential oils of jasmine and lavender.
Hmm.
And then from there, people were using the soaps and saying, well, do you have something for men? So then we made another soap with seaweed soap, because seaweed is a very good for detoxifying, which men don't do as much as women, for instance, because we use deep cleansing makeup removers, and men don't use this, but they still would need this, so we've made an incredible seaweed soap, which is amazing also for shaving, because it's also because as seaweed gets wet, it's slimy, so your blade slips very well. And then afterwards, what people say, do you have something that I want to relax, Pierre? So do you have something we can do for relaxing? So then as we've grown, and we have about 140 now products, treating every type of, or helping to treat certain skin disorders, and it's all just helping. It's certainly, and it's not nothing that is actually chemical, nor is it also, but it has been tested with dermatologists, and we have a certain result. And all I can say is that I'm complementing other treatments that are there that dermatologists would, and our products have a very good result of complementing certain treatments for eczema or psoriasis or these things. And I'm not saying that they're actually, that it's just because it's a very soft and very gentle product.
Well, one thing is the shampoo, by the way. Your shampoo is wonderful. I love
it. Well, our shampoo is because it is wonderful. And I can tell you that if people have problem hair, very, very, very dry hair, very dry scalp, psoriasis of scalp, or have some of these problems, I can help, and but it is a nightmare in production because it takes us 3.5 months to process, and it goes through 6 different stages to have this shampoo. So it's a crazy and very complex, but at the end you have the most natural hair care you can find. It takes me 90 to 100 days, 120 days on an average to produce that shampoo, and it goes through 3 different cycles and 6 different stages. So it's quite a complex, and it's essentially a bar of soap that we actually have to filter, then add water, then filter it through, and then doing all these different steps for it to become a liquid form. But it does cause a lot of problems, but when you try it, you will never want to try something else.
Yeah, I know. It makes my hair feel like baby hair when I'm done use it. But also, the other thing is there's a soap, I guess, for babies that you have.
Yes. Oh, yes. We have, and especially babies, because baby skin tissue is developing very. There's the thinner layers of their skin is actually developing very sensitive, and all our products are good for baby skin. But we do have some for specifically made for babies, that for people babies have sensitive skin as well. So we have that has a little bit more cocoa butter that we put in there. We'll put in also almond oils. And like I was saying, we have our base. So because I cannot use, for instance, our baby soaps because I have psoriasis, so my skin actually it produces too much skin. And so because of that, I've got these white scabs, which is what psoriasis is producing too much. And so I don't want to moisturize my skin as much as I want to treat my skin and so help it. And so I can't use it, but so that's as a base, we have our olive oil, but then we'll add in different oils, and for babies, for sure, almond oil, pure almond oil, and also coconut cocoa butter in there, more cocoa butter in our base, makes for an incredible soap for babies. We have some for everything from athlete's feet to help people from fongicide, which is fungi, as you know, it's mushrooms, yeah, you
right.
know, stinky feet. We help this with different soaps that we have that help for that, or antiseptic soaps, or for instance, the people that smell. You know, some people have strong body smell, body odor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have soaps, for instance, orange is an antiseptic, a natural antiseptic, or we'll use anise, or we'll use chamomile, or we'll actually add on there also sage, which is probably the best one, or, for instance, also tea tree. And these are things that we would add on to our soaps. The formula also changes slightly depending on it, and then we can add on. We have soaps also for relaxation because, as we know, lavender is probably the most widely known. But there's much other ones like honeysuckle that are probably even more relaxing for the muscular. So what happens on your skin? So in your bath, in your bathtub, you would put in honeysuckle with your foam bath, which, by the way, we also do our foam bath. So the premise was, or what we tried to do from the original idea 10 years ago, and as we evolved, is that we said, well, people that have very sensitive skin still enjoy having a bath bomb. You know people. Well, you can't find a bath bomb made for people like me who have psoriasis and have it. But we have one, and we used, I was the cobaye. Cobaye is a guinea pig. You know, guinea pig. I was a guinea pig, and great. And then we introduced this, and the dermatologist says, wow. So we're actually treating or helping people, you know, and having fun in the bathtub and helping to moisturize your skin if you have certain disorders. So so that's what it is, saying that because most of the time, and I remember growing up, I had to use tar shampoo.
Right.
And I remember also had to go on lamps usually about twice in the winter and have stretch gel was one of the chemicals or one of the actual products that was used when I would have an outbreak. And we're not against this. It did help. It would soulage. It would help my symptoms. But it would not maintain it. And also very cost, very expensive. So what we're trying to do is, but I could not use anything else. Even my deodorant, I was one of the guys that smelled quite a bit because I could not use deodorant. I was trying, and I would try the, what do you call those, the crystals?
Right, yeah.
And I've tried that, but it did not work for me. So, but that was the only thing. Every time I would try to use something, it would hurt. And I've grown out of it also, but I've helped me, you know, and so Olivier has helped quite a bit. But I've also, with time also, my skin has stabilized. But in that, I remember those times, and I said to myself, wouldn't it be great? And I told when we work on different products, we said, wouldn't it be great for people that suffer from problem skin still be able to have a foam bath? Because I never had a foam bath until I was in my late 30s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
so this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So now, so for people who like want access to buying the soaps and the creams, what's the what opportunities? I know you're based in New Brunswick, and Canada.
Yes, we have. And Canada, we have two bases. We have one in Quebec.
Uh-huh.
And so another one in New Brunswick, which we had the privilege of meeting you there this summer, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now also expanded in two other countries. One is in Scotland,
mm-hmm.
We're in Edinburgh, and also in Glenlivet. And now, we started in June, but really since November that we've introduced actually Olivier to New York. And so the New England and all of the U.S. is now begun. We have our website that you can purchase right now on is www.oliviernewyork.com, and that's spelled N-E-W-Y, so that's Y-O-R-K, .com. And so you would, so oliviernewyork.com, all one word, and you were to go there. And you can purchase now. We have our distribution center also there, and we're moving.
And
we have all those spots.
Where in New York? Where in New York?
Here in New York, we have distribution center only. We don't have our boutique yet. We are now planning on having a spring opening in Manhattan.
Okay.
But we have spas also that have our products, and we've just actually yesterday we just became a co-sponsor of what is called Spa Week, and Spa Week because of our product. And Spa is highlight. Spa Week loves our product, and Spa Week has decided that we would actually be promoting and highlighting for in 2008 our product. So we'll be we're a co-sponsor of Spa Week, which is happening between April 14th and the 18th in this year.
Well, that sounds fabulous. And so, like, if I went online or if somebody goes online, they can they talk to somebody and say, I'm not sure what I want, and this is like my problem. What do you have, you know, that'll be for that? Can they do that?
Yes, you can go on online, and there is actually Contact Us, and the president and vice president, which is Gabriela, and also Rosella, are actually there. But you can also phone the 1-800 number. There's a toll-free number here as well, which is 1-866-970-SOAP, which is 7627. So, and you can phone that toll-free number. I can repeat it if you want. It's 1-866-970-7627. So you can call anytime that number, and you'd be able to actually contact. And they can just talk about saying, look, I have this disorder. Can you please send me a sample? Or also describe actually the actual, and we can send it. It's all money back guarantee because we stand by everything we do, and it is by hand. So our products are slightly, you know, it's always unique. So every soap is cut by hand, it's poured by hand, it's bottled by hand. We have strict quality controls in our system. I mean, we're supplying now all of Canada, primarily in the East Canada, so the most French Canadian. But now we're also entering in the Ontario and Toronto market and working towards, and also by spa, because spas are professional. Spas and salons are estheticians. They are professional technicians, I call them, but they're professionals that know the difference between something that is actually working and not working. And our products do work. Now what we're trying to educate people is that not only does it work, but it's healthy and it's good for you. Because as you know, and as I was saying, that what you put on your skin goes into your body. And specific areas. There are some areas on your body that actually absorb more into your bloodstream than if you were to eat it. So there's sometimes some of the bars of soap, it's safer to eat the soap than to put on your body.
How? Oh, that?
Well, especially your underarm. You know, you have a gland under your gland, and your gland secretes certain back and forth, enters or absorbs through your underarm, your armpit.
Right.
How do you say under, en dessous des bras? Des aisselles? Underarm?
Underarm, yeah.
Yes. So underarm smells usually worse there, the gland, but it also absorbs as much. And so what we're putting as deodorant, for instance, there, it goes into your body. And so especially the armpits and also your genitals. You have to watch out for what you also would put under genitals because absorption right into your body is also quite a lot.
Right. Okay, so... Pierre, this is really great. I hope when you actually open up a place in Manhattan, I'm gonna make my way there and report back.
Great. We're looking. We had a place we went to go visit actually in the West Side. We're gonna keep looking for a location to have, and this would be a full mothership. It would be a full fledged. We would be doing presentations. What you saw in Canada would be where we have demonstrations. We'd be making our products with you there, open to the public. We would have an art gallery, library, as well as a museum. And I would be making it, or we're looking at the research and history of how did we wash in Manhattan 150, 200 years ago? Where did how were we supplied with? And also some of the diseases or some of the actual sicknesses and how some people, and I like to highlight people that have been, I call them little heroes that sometimes we don't necessarily see in all history books, but had made a significant or huge impact in the lives of the people in the communities they're in. And so that's what we do. And we make it all fun, and we talk about erectile problems, which we have great products for as well that we talk about. So everything from hair loss, you know, we talk about virgin olive oil in your hair, and as a treatment directly into your hair. If it's fresh, it's very good for you, and it's great. So we also and that's what we're going to be doing at Manhattan. We're trying to make it into not only an experience, because people know, and you can go to different places for experience, but we want people also to be entertained. We want them to laugh. We want them to have a good time, too, because I was always saying, the fastest way to healthy skin and the fastest way to health is by laughter, is by feeling good. And it starts by thinking and being happy. And then from there, we can work from that, and that's what we're doing. So that's part of it. And also education. We want to educate people. And I can tell you to all everybody listening, and, you know, to please, if you could, my email, if you want to come to my website in Canada, it's oliviersoaps.com, and that's OliverSoaps with an S.com. And you can go see me, Pierre, or just Pierre at oliviersoaps.com, and send me an email and say, but I can tell you this, rule of thumb, is probably the simplest way I can say it. When you have a product in your hands, whether it's for eating, for comestible, for eatable, or also for skin, look for the ingredients. If the ingredients are not clearly identified, then it's not a natural product.
Right.
The other thing, also the rule of thumb, is if you look at the ingredients and you don't understand a thing, a damn thing, just totally, it is almost reading Chinese. If that's the case, it's also not necessarily natural. It could be, but it's not necessarily, they're not trying to make it as simple as possible for the consumer. So that's also a kind of a red flag. That's all I say. This is what I say. I say, look at the ingredients. If you don't understand anything, they're trying to trick you, they're trying to do something, or trying to hide something. And so you don't want, if you look at my product, it's olive oil, cocoa butter, beeswax, shea butter. If not, we'll use olive, almond oil, essential oils and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. That's absolutely fabulous. And by the way, if you're listening and you don't remember the website, the information will be on the web. Well, this is archived. And also, if you go to my website of Merles Whirls, that's M-E-R-L-E-S as in Sam, Whirls, W-H-I-R-L-S.com, you'll see a banner of Olivia. And you can click onto that, and that would take you to your website.
This right now. Actually, it looks amazing. Thank you very much, Merle. These are things that we actually need. We need help on. And it's people like you that help us, and the people at Spa Week also were amazing to help us. Every spa that we've met have felt the difference and have tried it once. And like I say, please phone. Look on the website. Please send us an email. We'll send you a free sample, and just by trying it once, you automatically see the difference. You tried the soap that you had, Merle?
Yes, I did.
And did
Absolutely.
You see the difference?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's not
yeah,
even a...
Yeah, I'm going to... I want to... Yeah, you're going to be wherever you are for like another half an hour?
Yes, I'm going to be here for... Yes, I'm here. I'm going to be taking a little break, and then I'm going to... Because I've been running around the streets of Manhattan all day.
Okay. I'm going to call you... I'm going to call you after the show to talk to you.
Okay, great.
I got some.
I'll be around. Oh, yeah, we'll be around. I mean, I'm going to try, yes, if you could, right after, because I need a little break because of all the excitement. I've been up since 6 o'clock running the streets of Manhattan, and it's been just amazing. Your city, by the way, is full of energy. I got to say this very clearly,
yeah.
but this is the second best city in the world. You know, first one is for sure Paris, you know. If you have ever a chance to go to France and to go to Paris, it is amazing. And also the second one, and very close second, is New York City. So I'm very excited we're entering this market. And we're having fun, and we're touching people and cleaning as many people and people's derrière. You know derrière, what that means? The same one it says in French and English, huh?
Yeah.
Same one, yes?
Yeah.
So we're having fun to wash as many people as we can. That's what that's about.
Okay, that's great. All right,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll get back to you in a little while right after the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, Steve, I don't suppose you're there, Steve, are you? No. I guess Steve forgot to call in. Well, I still wanted to tell you about, but I'll get him at another time, but this whole thing about this company Tursano that we're going to be talking about is... Tursano had these a couple of water treatment things. One of them, and he would really best explain about this. It's hard to grasp. You're actually taking water, regular tap water, and turning, and it's oxidizing. In other words, it's adding another oxygen chemical, whatever. I didn't take chemistry, and because of that, you're able to use it to clean, I guess. But again, he's best to explain that. And because you can clean with that, you don't have to use chemicals. I know that sounds like you don't understand, which I didn't. But people are also making, and he has these micro, I guess these micro filter cloths, I don't know if you've seen them, and between the combination of those two things, you can really clean. And the other thing is, what this particular machine has, oxygenated water will actually rid bacteria. So if you like, wash your fruit, vegetables, stuff like that, and I understand it would even like kill E. coli. And so this is the other thing. I had gone to the houseware show, and so one of the new things he has is a mop, and the bottom of the mop has the micro cloth, and then you can actually take this container, put it into the machine, oxidize the water, oxygenate the water, and then use that with the wet mop. I guess I'll have them on another time, because this is great, because again, you know, the less chemicals that you have to use, the better, right? The other thing I wanted to talk about, before I invite, in case I have some room to speak about the other items that I found, we have, it seems like we have another crisis in South Africa. According to one of the latest commercials, some of the female students there are unable to attend school up to 6 days out of every month, because she has a period. Now, not because she's in pain, but I guess she doesn't have anything to shove up her, vagina. I'm not sure, because it's Tampax. Wants to come to the rescue. I'm not. They said they're going to. You know, you buy a Tampax, and they'll. I don't know whether they'll donate part of it to giving it to people. You know, I'm not sure. I was like, how she spends her days dealing with the leakage. You know, that's the thing I wonder about. I mean, I don't know. Does she hang over the toilet the entire day? All 6 days or whatever? I mean, does she let a trail of blood, like, follow her when she's helping her mother clean the house and cleaning the floors? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't understand the whole thing. I don't know. All you ladies out there, I mean, what did you do? I don't know. There's no pads? I'm not sure what's going on, but... I thought of some ideas, maybe. And everybody, if anybody has any solutions, please, you know, contact me, call in, write to me at mexit@earthlink.net about this. Maybe let's get in touch with the people here in Appalachia, you know, those poor people, and maybe they can, you know, contribute. Hey, New York Sharks, you know, better yet, the entire IWFL, play for pads. That's what we should do. Play for pads. The IWFL donates one pad or tampon for every touchdown. Let's get a little generous. How about for every point? Yeah, for every point that's scored during the season, we'll send a pad or tampon to South Africa. I mean, you know, we need to make sure that the girls in the other countries get the proper schooling. And, you know, hey, you know, if these kids can't, these women can't go to school because, they don't have anything. Oh, I know. I have a better way. Annual Menopause Day. That's it. Donate your no longer needed products. That's a great one, you know. Like, you know, what do you do after you've gone into menopause And now have, you have all these leftover tampons and pads, but that would be a great idea to donate them. Maybe we could start, maybe Oprah, since Oprah is doing this whole thing with South Africa, maybe we should start with her and her friends that they can donate their leftovers. Yeah, well, that's one of the things. I don't know. Now, also, I know there's things, I don't know about you, but the things that kind of, like, bug me, that that things I thought about, you know, but, but let's go back with the commercials, you know. By the way, does that, I don't know if anybody realized it with Charmin, if you're watching the Charmin commercials, about that whole thing with the bears, you know. I don't know if anybody catches this whole thing, but this is really, if it's the, it's an in joke based on the phrase, does a bear shit in the woods? And if you never heard that, it's like when you say something, you know, like is it cold in Iceland, you know, and you say, does a bear shit in the woods, you know? And so they've taken it to, you know, and it has nothing to do with their bear bottom, really. It doesn't. I have a question also, by the way. If you take too much Splenda, you know, or Sweet and Low, do you get an artificial, do you get artificial diabetes? I wondered about that. And why do they call these things an untimely death? An untimely death? Is there a timely death? I mean, like, does somebody, you know, if somebody dies, you go, oh, it's their time. No, that's it. It's their time right now. You know, an untimely death. Then there's one other thing. I keep watching this commercial. Well, I watch. Don't keep watching it, but there's this commercial about, I think it's something that's supposed to be like some kind of a vitamin, or I'm not sure what it is to take that's supposed to be good for your brain. I don't know whether it's to remember or not, but I got Alzheimer's, I don't know. But it's not that, and they're giving it away for free, you know. We want you to try this, we'll give it away for free. And this is one woman, she goes, she says, free? Well, it must be good. I don't understand that. Why, if it's free, why is it free that it must be good? Wouldn't you question it? Wouldn't you question if it's free, maybe it's not good? You're giving it away and, you know, you don't even know what in the world that you're consuming here, you know. But anybody's got stuff, you know, that bugs them, please, you know, get to me. Would love to talk about what bugs people. Lastly, because I'm probably going to end the show a little early here. Okay, all my children fan out there. All right, first of all, I've been watching it for over 25 years, so I'm really not a fanatic, but you know it's. Okay, I have to see it. If you're watching it, there's this hint that that Kendall is like writing a script and something about charm. Well, in reality, Kendall Hart has actually written a book called Charm, and it's a novel. And what it is that Kendall is writing this book about a character named Avery Wilkins, and describes it as she's 30 years old, living in Manhattan, beautiful, smart, and the head of her own cosmetics company called Flair. And she does this book here. So the reason I'm saying it is that what they're leading up to in there is which probably might be more than one novel that Kendall is actually writing. Now, I'm not clear exactly if the person the actress herself is writing these books, because it says that it's by Kendall Hart. But I'll find out. I'm looking to see if I can get her on the show. And there's a lot of things coming up. I'm going to see who I can get for you. And by the way, oh, very important, on the 21st, that's on Monday, on American Gladiators. As it turns out, one of our players, Jennifer Blum, New York Sharks, who's a wide receiver, is a contestant on American Gladiator. I don't know anything about the outcome, nor would I tell you. But I'm going to have her on my next show to talk about American Gladiator, as well as the Jewish National Sports Hall of Fame Museum, because she's going to have her own exhibit there. And on the 27th, they're having a discussion on Jews and football. And Jen is going to be the only female on the panel, and she'll be actually the only female football player that's ever been featured there. And so we're going to have not only her, we're going to have Alan Friedman, who's the head of the museum and Hall of Fame, as well as a broadcaster, a former broadcaster, I don't know if he's still doing it, Barry Landers, and he'll be on next week. And that's about it. So, just one more thing. What? I can't help telling you about this item I got from the Housewares show. Foot flush. It's a thing that you attach and you can use your foot to flush the toilet. But the whole thing is, it says it's easy as 1, 2, 3. You don't need any tools, and I have to say that is true. Except it took me, let's see, scissors and a chisel and I'm not sure what else to open up the damn package. This plastic that was around it. I don't know who the heck does these things. You would think that what's in there is a knife. You'd think that what was in there was chemicals. It's a piece of plastic that's there. I mean, it's a, you know, the foot flush is plastic, but the way it is, you think, I mean, it took me maybe 5 minutes to install it, but it took me, it took me 20 minutes to open up the box. So I would recommend this thing, this foot flush, but you really need the patience just to open it. So, guys, I'm going to leave you. I want to get back to Pierre and chat with him a bit where he is. And by the way, I just wanted to let you know, I like these, the baby soap, the one that's for babies kind of thing. Like I use on my hair to wash my hair. But I don't, and I have to say, my hair is not, it's not neither oily or dry, so you know, I don't know how it would react with everybody else, but as far as using it as a shampoo, it's you know, even that is fine. But their shampoo, oh, it's just amazing. I love it's not only the way it leaves my hair, but that smell of the almond oil is just so great. And I know, I just have to, you know, just this one other thing that I tried, because we're talking about the Santa Barbara, about the olive oils, and I had gotten an olive oil, citrus-infused olive oil. I just used it this evening to cook with. Oh, wow, what a taste. I mean, their olive oil, I have to say, they're so good. I mean, I'm not sure that I want to cook with it or just, like, take bread and, you know, dip into it. You know, it's so great. And I also tried some of their olives, especially, and there was one olives that have, like, blue cheese in it. I don't even like green olives, really. But this is, I guess it's sbolive.com or Santa Barbara Olive Company. If you get a chance, I mean, you really want, when I say local, meaning the United States, you want really, really great olive oil. I'm sure that at least as good, if not better than, that you can find, I'm sorry to say, in Italy or Greece, but I'm sorry for those people from Italy and Greece that are hearing this, but it really is an excellent olive oil. So, okay, I'm gonna leave you guys. And so, till next week, this is Merle Exit from Horror with Merle, leaving you, and I'll see you next week.